Okay. Any question? What is my question?
Where are we?
What are we talking about? Always. Why? Because this is a long book. And we don't know even which one was told when. We know that for a couple of years he is talking and talking and talking. About what? About something that is not talkable. Yeah. Do you remember him? For 40 years, science, philosophy, all of that. Then, in 3 days, he was transformed, changed completely to something else, more complicated, because he left all that stuff and he started to live a new life. With what? With all those silly students that he had from before. The fellows who killed Shams. He's talking about what? We're reading it. There are several ways to look at it. And I have tried some of them that I remember. Each time is different, something else. You could look at this as a complete work, okay, book 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the subjects are love. You remember, the first thing is the quality that you get yourself. You want to participate. You come in, book 1 starts with love. Then comes to here. This is the final book. What is he talking about? The final stuff. What do I mean by final stuff? First, the final stuff is death. That's the final stuff, isn't it? And here, we're talking about it. Because you don't like to think about it, so you know nothing about it. You just hate it. Unknowingly. No. Knowingly, all the animals, they try to live, right? That's one stuff. The second stuff is to have something. We talked about it, that what should you have? Here, we're talking about not having. What does that mean? Okay, the death, normal people understand. That's not what we are talking about, is it? We are talking about beyond the logic, beyond that. Do you remember last time? Last time we heard about what? It's a long story about someone who was borrowing money from somebody, spending it, and now he came and they said he died. Then what? Then the guy started to talk about this subject in a very special way. When he realized that, oh my God, how stupid was I? I was thinking that this guy is giving it to me. That's not the case. Everything is coming from what? That's the magic of the future and all that stuff. Didn't work. So he brought in something else for you to understand what he's trying to say. You know that what will happen. Okay, at the end, we know that that guy, before dying, had ordered some other people to give him all of that, right? But what does that mean to you? Who is giving this fellow all of this? You? Who? There is someone who put that attitude in this fellow that we are talking. Yes or no? He had learned, lived. He was somebody. Let me remind you, because I know every time here I will say, read it carefully, and I wish that you will go home and read this again, then we'll read the future and we go on and on, but you will not do it. So I doubt it, if you looked at it, to see what was this, a long paragraph. Came to the simple word. Do not say to. Do not know to. And do not call to. When I'm talking about a kind person, what am I talking about? I'm talking about kindness, which is all the same, these exceptional people. Is there any difference between the kindness of Mahatma Gandhi and the kindness of Nelson Mandela? Yes, they do different stuff because they live in different time, in different places. But the kindness is the same. That's why we could teach it and learn it. So it's a part of our culture. He said, do you remember Ma Ramaitai's Ramait? You didn't throw it when you throw it. Do you remember that? This was, we were talking about the prophet. He threw it, but he didn't. This is what we're talking about. He said, do you remember that Ma Ramaita is Ramait? How is that possible? What does that mean? That means that the vision of this fellow who physically threw that is one with the vision that is coming from above. Where? Above. There is somewhere that we try to touch because it's in us. This is the exception of the rules, isn't it? The exception of the rule is success in something. What is it?
communication. All the living creatures, they try to communicate. And they don't succeed really good. Because none of them will learn from the grandfather. Does it? 800 years ago, the fellow was saying all this. How this magical success is the language. As simple as that. There are some animals, some birds, that they could say no matter what. They could sing like no matter which animal. They make the sound whatever. But they don't understand. The understanding of the language. This is how we came together. That togetherness, power, or whatever you may call it. Do you remember what would they call it? We. When I say we, I mean all the human beings and whatever is in the culture, because we are not the animals anymore. The animals react. We plan and act. It's not the reaction. This is what it is that he's talking about. Now, today, we'll talk about a subject that I don't know how to really explain it to you. Do you know what does it mean, Omar? Omar is a name, is an Arabic name.